This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
We've just crossed a very shocking threshold in human history where the powers that be have decided that they don't need people any longer. I mean, they don't need the labor class of people. They don't need the underclass of people. And the reason they've decided that is because they've got enough technology now into robotics that they know they're only one generation away from replacing about 70 to 80% of all human labor with automated robot systems. And so, even though the history of the world, or at least the history of modern civilization, has been based on the economic productivity of human labor, and often slave labor, of course. not all labor is compensated for. But even to this day, you have the maquiladoras in Mexico, for example. You've got the slave labor factories in China and so on. So labor has been the bedrock of economic activity. But now the powers that be know that that human labor is no longer, well, soon not going to be necessary in order for the big, powerful globalist corporations to achieve their goals of economic dominance. And you might wonder, who are they going to sell to if they pursue depopulation and they eliminate all these people? And the answer is very simple. They're not going to eliminate all people. They're only going to eliminate, 80 to 90% of the people. There will still be 10% of the current population. Let's just round it up to a billion. Might be a billion people left in the world after they're finished with their covert infertility agendas and depopulation agendas. Now, I have just finished recording an over 1 hour lecture series that focuses on the science agenda to eliminate blacks. And in that series, which is a subset of the depopulation concept, I give seven specific vectors through which infertility, i.e. covert infertility and depopulation, is now being pursued. So that lecture series should be posted on naturalnews.com very soon. I mean, it's part of a series. That's one lecture, but there is a whole series behind it. So be sure to check out that lecture at naturalnews.com. There are more episodes coming in that series. Now, the Kiwanis organization, Kiwanis International, teams up with UNICEF and the World Health Organization, and they have a project that they call Project Eliminate. Literally, I'm not even making this up. This is what they call it, Project Eliminate. And this project uses tetanus vaccinations as a cover story for a covert sterilization of young African women. And this has all been widely reported. There was a Catholic mission in Africa that blew the whistle on this. They had sent off vaccines to a lab, and they found that the vaccines had been covertly combined with sterilization chemicals that cause a woman's body to turn against her own fetus and attack it as a foreign invader. So they've been able to now weaponize the womb of young black women. And this is called Project Eliminate. And this is being run by the Kiwanis organization and other, in partnership with other organizations. Now, I ask you, what are they actually eliminating? They would claim they're eliminating tetanus. BS. Nonsense. That's just a cover story. They're actually eliminating black people, or attempting to. And it's no coincidence that all of these experiments and these mad science medical tests are conducted in Africa. That's where they have played around with Ebola, the bioweapons. That's where they played around with weaponization of vaccines, medical experiments on children. Pfizer executives have been ordered to appear for arrest by Nigerian officials because 11 children died in another mad medical experiment that they were conducting on an illegal experiment they were conducting on children of Nigeria. And you know, we can give many, many examples. The Tuskegee experiments, the government-funded experiments on prisoners in Guatemala. Time and time again, we see examples of human beings being targeted for extermination, or as the Kiwanis Project calls it, eliminate. Again, that's the name of their project. They're not even hiding this. Now, what's the point of eliminating humans and replacing them with robots? Well, you got to understand, there are only two reasons why the impoverished masses are useful right now to the globalists. That is, number one, cheap labor, and number two, votes. So they, you know, the Democrat Party in particular, they love to bring in refugees and illegal aliens and so on. There are only two reasons they're doing it. Again, it's labor and votes. Now, the labor is being replaced with automated systems. So robots will replace labor within a generation. We're only 20 to 30 years away from highly capable robots replacing most human labor functions. So what about the votes? How are they going to keep the vote scam going if they are killing off all the humans and causing widespread infertility and depopulating the planet? The answer is very simple. It's right in front of you. And you've already started to see this. They're going to argue that machines are conscious, and then they're going to assign voting rights to robots. So you're already seeing these arguments depicted in sci-fi movies and Hollywood, where they talk about artificial intelligence, right? They talk about the rise of the robots, and you're starting to see early articles now about robot ethics and the recognition of, quote, human rights for non-human AI systems. It's already out there. You can read these kinds of articles in Wired and other sort of tech blogs and so on. This is, they're laying the groundwork. And they're also pushing for legal recognition of consciousness in animals, which I happen to agree with, because animals are conscious and they have a consciousness. There was a famous case where a monkey took a selfie. I don't know which kind of monkey it was. It was a really hilarious selfie. The monkey like smiled for the selfie and took its own photo. And there was a court battle over who owned that intellectual property. Was it the guy who owned the camera and handed the camera to the monkey? Or does that photo belong to the monkey himself because he took it? The court actually ruled in favor of the monkey, which I think that's great. The monkey took the photo. Monkey's a conscious being. The monkey should have the copyright on this, you know, the intellectual property. In any case, you're seeing this now with primates and animals, and then soon robot systems. Now, I don't believe that robots have consciousness. I don't believe that artificial intelligence is an automatic, what's the best way to describe this? I don't think that if you have just computational complexity that you would get a so-called emergent property of consciousness. Now, that's what many scientists believe. They're mostly atheists. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in consciousness. They don't believe in free will. They don't believe in the mind or the soul. They are mechanics. They believe in the mechanical mind. They believe in just chemistry. They think that you and I are just human biological pinball machines who have no consciousness and no decisions and no free will, that we suffer under the illusion of free will. And so they are pushing for robots to be granted human rights, in essence, and along with that will come voting rights. So once voting rights are established for robots, then the Democrats don't need impoverished humans anymore. They can continue to win elections by pandering to the interests of the robots. I'm not even making this up. It sounds like science fiction, but it's not. This is exactly how they are planning to accomplish all of this. So once that is established, or even before that's established, they're already now working on ways to decrease fertility and eliminate human populations. So the future, we're talking 50 to 100 years from now, we're not going to see very many humans compared to today. So we are at a population bubble, but we will see many, many robots running things for the few humans that are remaining. And those humans will be, of course, involved in the robot industry, which will be huge. It'll be the largest industry on the planet. And they'll be doing hardware, software, maintenance, support, sales, you know, vision systems, everything imaginable. Sex robots, you know, that's going to be a huge industry. Labor robots, oil industry robots, mining robots, whatever. of course, automated vehicle systems, highway driving robots, and so on. But lost in all of this is going to be humanity. And that's by design, because they don't need you. They don't need your offspring. They don't need people in the future that they, the globalists, are envisioning for our world. They don't need people. What they need is control over the robots. And then they're going to, well, they're already working on it, they're going to eliminate most of the human population to get those people out of the way to make room for their vision of the future, which is, a totalitarian utopia driven by slave robots instead of slave humans. So the future economic abundance, so to speak, will be produced by automated robot systems that will be granted voting rights in order to keep the politicians in power. And of course, behind the scenes, the NSA or some similar group will write all of the software for the robots to simulate consciousness and control the votes. So it will all be a sham, just as democracy is today, but it will be absolutely controlled in the future by the powers that be, because they control the software for the robots. So you won't even have, there won't be a Trump victory in the future, because a Trump victory was the people deciding against the system. In the future, the system will absolutely control the votes, and democracy will be a mockery. It will be a sham, just theater. And that day's not far off, and the infertility covert sterilization programs have already begun. You can watch my lecture at naturalnews.com. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Be sure to download our free app, and you can get all these videos and podcasts on your mobile device. That's at naturalnews.com/app. Very simple. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.